feeling of being connected, any feeling of this is empowering, any feeling of this feels really good, any feeling of, well, that other stuff I see now is artificial, but this obviously is real. All of that will come and go. Mm-hmm. Now I have to inoculate you, because now you've come to know something for real. So you have to be inoculated that it's not about how you feel, because if you make that ultimately, ongoingly, because if you make that the measure, you'll be disappointed, because the feeling will change sooner or later. Usually sooner. And most people know this from hard experience. And if you make it about remembering something, sooner or later you'll forget. And if you make it any kind of measure about a state or a condition or a certain criteria that has to be met so that this can be judged to be ongoing, it will fail, right? So you have to be smart and get it that when you see something and come to know something real, you can't have a criteria, a yardstick for what proves it to be lasting. Because no aspect of it can last ever. If you're a human being, other than the understanding that it gives you. Mm-hmm. And then it gets very tricky, because then you have the task, if you really want the real deal, then the task becomes to let that understanding influence you, to let that understanding. Once you've forgotten it, once you don't feel it, once you're having a bad day, once everything seems wrong, that understanding is still operating in you, has permeated deeply enough and into everything else. You've allowed it to influence everything else so that something takes root that absolutely is permanent. How you feel right now cannot be permanent. How you felt all week will not remain permanent. What you think about it, what it means to you, will change. It will not be permanent. The only thing that can remain permanent about it is its transformative influence on you. And that part is up to you. That part has to do with, do you allow what you now know, what you've seen, what you've felt, to fan out and influence everything else in you? And then it changes you, it transforms you, it informs you. So that 6 months from now, you make a decision in a little situation different than you would have last month because of that influence. It's not dramatic. It's not some light bulb in the sky goes on for you. It's that something inside changes, because that understanding, if it's truly allowed to permeate, if you open yourself more to it, will have an effect. And the effect will amount to a little more of the truth alive in you, absorbed in you, operating through you, operating as you. And this is what confuses almost everybody. Almost everybody goes through all these series of spiritual disappointments, spiritual disillusionments. Well, I felt so good for so long, and now I feel like crap again, and all went back to how it was. I mean, who hasn't been through this? And who hasn't been through it countless times? So you have to get smart enough to see. You have to look more intelligently and understand more maturely that it's not about a particular benefit. It's not about giving you something. It's about what happens to who you are. Mm-hmm.